Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Postseason in volleyball gets rolling later in the week for our three local squads. A city rivalry right off the bat Thursday night up at Greenwood. As North and South hook up again, the Cougars of Disney-Brandenburg swept Melissa Smith's Panthers in a regular season meeting. Meanwhile, Sam Jones's 23-6 Edgewood Mustangs, they head over to Northview Thursday night at 7:30 and will try to advance past the Indian Creek Braves, who pulled out a four-set win a couple of weeks ago.
You know, it's kind of nice to sit back and reflect on how far we've come. My leadership and Lydia Ball and Gracie Farmer both, like they've really embraced this idea. They knew how many new faces we were going to have on the floor. It's one of those where they just really stayed steady, and their leadership has really pushed us in the right direction. And I can't say enough about my newcomers. They've just taken on the challenge, and they've shown a sense of maturity that, you know, I think any coach would be blessed to have. And we just hope that we can now go earn another night to stay together one at a time.
They'll have that opportunity Thursday night in the rematch with the Indian Creek Braves, 7:30 at Northview. Sam Jones, the head coach of the Edgewood Mustang Volleyballers. Some newcomers mixed in with a lot of veterans. Terry Moore and coming up in our next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, now in her 10th year, the reigning National Collegiate Coach of the Year, IU's Terry Moore, kick-started her week Monday, previewing the season ahead at the Big Ten Media Days at the Target Center in Minneapolis. You know, after winning an outright Big Ten title last year, only then to experience an early out as the top seed in the NCAA tournament, you best believe, well, the drive, the extra fire here in the early season practices, the new season with new expectation awaits.
You know, I think that we've just continued to not look back in the rear mirror. It's all about what we have to look forward to, trying to get a little bit better, you know, every day. And this is, once again, our chemistry is off the charts in terms of them, you know, being connected, super competitive practices, which I love.
The women will open with an exhibition game on November 1st at Simon Scott Assembly Hall against Northwood. Well, the football Hoosiers haven't won at the Big House in Ann Arbor since 1967, and they're 36-point underdogs for a reason. Tom Allen, by the way, isn't changing quarterbacks. He'll start Taven Jackson against the second-ranked Wolverines on Fox at noon on Saturday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.